Okay, the topic for today is Issuchan. The Gemara in Masechta Sukkah, at the Hay of Days, tells us that, according to one opinion, Rashi, there's a concept of Issuchan. This whole concept isn't really mentioned explicitly in Shas. Where it says, make an iser. I have to figure out what exactly the word means. You make some type of fence to the chag with achilu v'shtiya. Ma'ala alakazuk ilu bana mizbeach hidr al of korban. It's a wonderful thing. It's like you made a mizbeach and a korban. Shnei isru chag b'avosim ad karnos mizbeach. So Rashi there in the first pshat says this means eating on yontif. Shekore lechag onik b'machal mishne. So there's an Indian of Yehassim goes yantav. That's Shechidish. V'yesh omrim shiyom ha'achar ha'chad. Rashi, in the second day, it says that this Gemara, Sukkim, and Heyom Beis, is the mocker for the concept of Yisru Chag, of having a special day after yantav where there's Achila and Shtiyah. And this Achila and Shtiyah is Ma'al al-Khazul ki'ilu b'an ha'mizbeach v'ikrit olav korba. So, the Gemara in Tainis on Yud Zayin Beis seems to be in line with the first day in Rashi. Gemara seems to ignore this idea of Yisru Chag. Rosh Chodesh Dereisu, whereas you can't pass on Rosh Chodesh Ben Torah, but Dereisu lo Beit Chizuk. Tanya Yom Ha'ilok Kesuvim Bekilas Tainis Lefnei Macharim Asurim Shabbos Lefnei Tovim Hein Asurim Lefnei Macharim Mutarim. So it's referred to the Gemara here, Tainis of Yud Zayin Beis, that on Shabbos and Yontif you can fast the day after and the day before. There's no need for Chizuk by Dinim Dereisa. So apparently the Isra to fast on Shabbos and Yontif is Dereisa. Therefore there's no need to strengthen that by prohibiting fasting before and after. So what comes out of the Gemara in Tainus Yitzayin and Beis is there's no Isra to fast after Yontif. So it's not just that there's no need to have a special Suda on Isra Chag, there's even no Isra to fast on Isra Chag. And if you look at the Mishnah in Chagigah from Yitzayin and Aleph, and the Gemara there, what emerges is that maybe on Shavuos there's a special status to Issur Chag, the day after Shavuos, because Shavuos is only one day, and if Shavuos falls on the Shabbos, you can't be makir the korbanos, and therefore the Yom HaKrav of the korbanos is Sunday, it's Issur Chag. So the Gemara says over there, if you look at the Mishnah, Modi Shuchal Yisur Shabbos. If Shavuos falls on the Shabbos, Yom Tzvoach Achar Shabbos, you can't bring the korban. Shlomim on Shabbos, can't bring the korban Re'i on Shabbos. So you bring it on Sunday. Ain Kohen Gadol Mislavish B'Kalev, that Sunday, the Kohen Gadol shouldn't wear special clothing, like he usually does. Mutarim Hesu V'Tayim, and this special heck of Hesu V'Tayim is on that Sunday. Shalom L'Kayim Dibri Amorim, Ha'omrim Tzeres Achar Shabbos. The date of Shavuos was always subject to debate, because the Torah tells us if you start beginning Kamlik, Tzeres Omer, Mimokras HaShabbos, and Chazal understood, it's the Masorah, that means the day after the first day of Pesach, the Mochas HaShabbos. Whatever day of Yontif is, let's say Yontif you can't. The Baitusim took the Torah literally and said, no, Mochas HaShabbos means on Sunday. So if Pesach falls out in the middle of the week, that following, let's say Shabbos, you start counting Tzeres Omer. And Shavuos is always on Sunday, 7 weeks later. Thank you. So lafukim nutzukim. So we dafka make a big deal, and we say you're allowed to do a hesped and a tainis, and the kohen gadol shouldn't wear special clothing. Don't think that Shavuos is today, Sunday. It really was yesterday. And Shabbos, you should be wearing makim the karbonos because it was Shabbos. Not docha, karbon chagigas, karbon ri is not docha Shabbos. So we bring the karbonos in the tashlumin days, the day after. So what emerges according to the Gemara, if you look at the Gemara, Vaisa Omeis Alexa Balod, the Nicholas Paul Yisrael Sapta, there was some person who put a person, Alexa, who passed away in Lod, and they came to be masvidim. But he knew who was hard for him, they Yontov Shal Atzeres. And he didn't let them because it was Yontov. So that's the Gemara. Yontov, they were coming to be masvidim Yontov, right as you can't be masvidim Yontov. Yontov Shal Gadaida, Ibi Yontov Mikazli, when he came, Elaim Tesha Yotvochu. It was the quote unquote Yontov of Shavuos, it was the day after Shavuos. Lakashia can be Yom Tov Shachal Yisrael Achar Shabbos can be Yom Tov Shachal Yisrael Shabbos. Then where does it depend? If Shavuos falls out in the middle of the week, Shavuos falls out on Monday. So Tuesday is Yom Tov. You can't do Hesped. you can't do tainis. A special day called Yom Tovah. Presumably, even though they were allowed to be makas of korbanos on Shavuos, on the holiday on Monday, on Shabbos, but they didn't finish, so the lot of korbanos were brought to the next day. But if Shavuos falls on Shabbos, so then we're worried about the kiraim, we're worried about the Beitusim, and we say that following Sunday, you makas of korbanos, but do a hespin, do a tainis, nobody should think it's Shavuos. So what emerges about this Gemara is that there is a special day to Isru Chag, but after Isru Chag of Shavuot. And if you look here in Tosfos Rid on Chagiga, Daf Yud Ches, Dafka Atzeres Yesh Lo Yom Tovach Moseh Yom Tov. Dafka on Atzeres, Dafka on Shavuot is a special status. If Allah Shar Yom Tov Shepesuk V'Sukus Yesh Lo Tashlumin Kol Shiva Yimei Chag V'Lo Yoser. On Pesach Shavuot, the Tashlumin is in the Yom Tov. So the day after Yom Tov is not special. There's no status to Isru Chag on Pesach and Shavuot. So says the Tzrit, only on Shavuos, where there's this concept of Tashlumin, we say there's a special status to the day after Shavuot. And he says this is no even on a Zeh. Shafil was on a Zeh, the Havaisi Dortarfin, Achara Korban, which Tarfin has a Mesa, the Gora there with Alexa, it was after the Korban. Shafil Hafi also, and Mahaspid, Afal Gavs, Leslie Hashtag to Yome, even though even though we keep 2 days Yom Tov, says Red, we call Makom Yosheni Safa Grishan, so there's this even in Choslarek, so Makom Yom Tovah, also Aspir Afagav the Bekin, the Kuwait Yarch, even though we know the real date, we keep 2 days, so the day after, the second day of Shavuos, is Isrucha. Call Mashay Osin, Obaseinu, Anu Osin, and therefore there is a concept of Isrucha, but it's limited to Shavuos. So, like I said, for the Gemara in Sukkah, according to the first day in Rashi, there's no such concept. The Gemara in Tainis sounds like you're allowed to fast after Yom Tov. And the Gemara in Chagiga sounds like there's a special status to Shavuos. Hopefully we'll come back to that later. But the Pashtus is there's no concept of Isru Chag and a regular Yom Tov. And the Shulchan Aruch, in fact, is source number 6, following the Rambam, omits the concept of Isru Chag. But he says, also, it's honest, we'll say Yom Tov. You can't fast the day after Shavuos, Yom Tov. The Ramah, though, in Zivin Tavchav test, which is an interesting spot, it's the beginning of Hilchos Pesach, it's a strange place to put it, he says, Nohagi maharmus ktsas v'achilu v'shtia v'yom ha'achar achad. Who is Rucha? Nohagi maharmus ktsas. This is the concept of Imari ktsas, and this is called Isrucha. And we obviously, the halacha, assume there is a concept called Isrucha. And I want to be choker what the nature of Isrucha is. So there's just a little bit of background in terms of the tonsil question, this concept exists. According to the Bavli, but we assume halacha like the Rama, there is a concept called Isru Chag. The Hagi Mahar was Tzas Vachilu Vashtia Yom Shal Achar Achag. Who is Isru Chag? So why is there this minhag of being Marve Vachilu Vashtia? So what do you tell him?
Why is there
a minhag to be Marve Vachilu Vashtia? What's special about Isru Chag?
Is it similar to Malav Malka type of?
It's like Malav Malka. Okay, so what is Malav Malka? Begs the question.
Like. Gives more kavod to the day that
to the day that we use. So if you look here in the menorahs of Ma'ar, this is written. There are two menorahs of Ma'ars. The Rebbe Abuhav is one of them. This is the one from Israel al Anakwa in the 14th century Spain. He writes like this. Source number 9. Afilo yom echad achar haboi. Sarech adam lekavdo achilu shtia lismachom mishum kavod haboi. They should look. Yiras asked what kilo cuts for tzah shahotzi b'moy. He spent a lot of money on Yom Tov, and now he's like running out of work. No. You should eat a little more. It shouldn't be like it gives kavod to the Yom Tov that you chose that you're not cuts for Yom Tov, but you want to somehow hold on to the Yom Tov and continue to experience it. B'miktzas. So it's in kavod Yom Tov. Right? Maybe similar to Malach Malka, kavod Shabbos. If you look at the Aruch HaShulchan, he has a different understanding. So if you are the Iker Simcha is the Korbanos and connecting to Hashem, and therefore you're Sameach Kamkim Yom Shal Acharav. Shlomim can be eaten for how long? For 2 days. So if you're makim shlomim the last day of Yom Tov, You can have that night and the following day. So you can eat the shalom on Isrucha. The shalom nechel and you stay on with Lalecha. Having to set this kilu levad hakarbonos bono gamkein esam izbeh. So he tries to connect with the Gemara, kilu bono izbeh. Says, I'm sure this is in the karbonos. So here we have one side kavod. Maybe it's connected to achilas kachim. Another interpretation is on the, one of the chronim, it's just connected to lina. Right? When you're marking a korban, you're supposed to stay there that night. So there's no discussion when lina applies. Let's say for Shmini Atzeres. So you're marking, one of the understandings in Rishonim is the regular finance is your own din lina. So you have to stay in Yerushalayim, let's say, you can't just leave, let's say, you stay for the next morning. So it's the issue because of the din of lina. Chilos Kodshe, lina. There is an interesting interpretation brought in the Stechemet, source number 10. Because of Hashem, Hachoker, Reifman. The Minag Azeh, Hayar Rishon of Eretz Yisrael. This Minag started in Eretz Yisrael. Sh'asu came Yishum Achayim, Shemuchut Saretz. Sh'osim Yom Tov Sheni. Shala Yom Hagoyim, She Yisrael Nasim Agudas Agudas. Vishuv Nispash Yigam Chut Saretz. So he suggests that the Minag is that in Chut Saretz they keep 2 days Yantiv. So in Eretz Yisrael, they keep only one day. So the Gadim are going to say, oh, the Jews in Israel, they're more mangled, they're not keeping the real halacha, the gudos, the gudos. We want everybody to keep this 2 days yantif. Everybody keeps 2 days yantif. What emerges according to this? Is there Yisruchag in Chutzlaretz? No, the whole Yisruchag is only for the Israelis who are keeping 1 day yantif. It shouldn't be like they're not keeping a second day. So we have Yisruchag, so the Goyim don't think that we're, being mangled in Eretz Yisrael. I thought it was interesting because if you look at the source number 11, the Chassam Sofer says that the Iker Yisruchak is in Chutzlaretz. That, because don't forget, the Gemara in Tainis I quoted earlier says that Shabbos is Yom Tovim, Hein Asurim, Lefnei Macharim, Mutarim. There's no Yisruchak to fast after Yantim. It says, the Chassam Sofer on the Shulchan Aruch, and Sivim Tov Chav Tes, Finis Daiti, the Chutzlaretz, Bizman Azeh, the Yantim Shedi, Mitam Mina, Gavoseinu, and Kein, Boy Chizuk. Also, Achar Vedina says Chassam Sofer that there's an Iker that you can't fast in Chutzlaretz on Yisruchak. Because since you have to change only to Rabbanon, it requires Chizuk. If you don't, if you allow you to fast on Yisruchak and Chutzlaretz, you might come to fast on Yantav Sheni. So therefore, it requires more chizuk. So according to the Chassam Sofer, the Yisruchak and Chutzlaretz is more significant. And according to the Dayan of Sehemed, there is no Yisruchak and Chutzlaretz, only in Eretz Yisrael. So we have a couple of interesting, from the board, Atu, Yantav Sheni, some type of losses chodedush. So these are different interpretations. Some are a little more fundamental. Maybe Achilas Kodshim or Lina might be more fundamental, but still, it seems like it's something that's left over from Yom. Meaning you have Yontif, and okay, you have Achilas Kodshim left over. You have Lina, or they might be totally technical. Atu Yontif Sheni Shadalios or Din Kavod. But there is another interpretation for why we have Yisruchag, and this comes from Yushalmi. Yushalmi seems to have understood Yisruchag in a much more fundamental way. So if you look at the Mishnah in Avodah Zarah, the first Mishnah, source number 12. There's a din that you're not supposed to do business with Goyim, who are of the Avodah Zarah, before they're Yantif, because we're concerned that they're going to come to church and going to thank their Avodah Zarah for the good business deal they did. So this is obviously a very difficult halacha to apply, halacha l'maisa, because if every Sunday is Yom Dayan, you can't do business, half the week. And then, according to Rishmol, it's even Shalosha Yomim Lefneim V'acharehem. So in any case, the Gemara wonders, what's the reason why you can't do business after the Yontif, after their Yontif? According to Rishmol, it's not only before their Yontif, but even after, you can't. So says the Yerushalmi, first parak of Avodah Zarah, Chavraya Amri, Taima der Yishmael Mishum Brei de Mo'adim. The Chavra said that the Svar for Yishmael, the Aser, to make business with Goyim after the Yantif is because of Brei de Mo'adim, the son of the Moi. The son of the Moi. Amr of Yudan cry Misaile, the Amri Chavraya. There's a pasuk in Nehemiah that supports this view. Because if you recall, the pasuk in Nehemiah and Perek Pes describe how they were realized and did Averos, and they wanted to do Shuvah and fast and Rosh Hashanah, the famous Pesukim, and they're told to know, L'chu achu mashmani, Shuvah takim, Rosh Hashanah zayant. But they don't, they just postpone the fast. They postpone it to when? To after Sukkot, but not to Chaf Gimel, 23rd of Tishrei, but rather to Chaf Dalet. Why to Chaf Dalet? Says the Yerushalmi, I'm reviewing the Chavrayim, krav mesayim in the chavrayim. There's a pasuk in the Nechemiah, Perek Tes, that supports the chavrayim. We have esrim arba chodesh shvi nes bnei yisrael b'tzomu v'chi v'vesakim v'adam alei. So on the 24th of Tishrei, they start fasting and davening. V'lama lo ami b'esrim v'shalosh. Why didn't they do it on the 23rd? Mishum brei the mamada. 23rd is Yisruchah. 23rd is Yisruchah. So you have the Yerushalmi saying, this is Pshat of the Tanakh. The concept of Yisruchah was already no way in the time of Ezra and Nehemiah. And they didn't fast on Yisruchah. They fasted on the 24th of Tishrei, not the 23rd of Tishrei. Why? Because Yisruchah, you can't fast on Yisruchah. And this lashon of brei the mamada, very interesting formulation. What does it mean? So there are some who try to play it down. The Kedarko, the Pnei Moshe, tries to limit the Yerushalmi, you know, diminish the machlokas between the Yerushalmi and the Bavli. They don't have it on the sheet, they don't have room, but the Pnei Moshe says, I have a Lashonei Brei Lashon Suda. Kamo Hevi Brei V'lo Bara Itam Lachem. Kolomar Shema Achar Achag, Kam Li Ozin Simcha V'Sangi V'Suda Samoe Chalev Shenishar Hilkach Asur V'Shua Afla Chareim. Shtehem Shayachim Lachag V'Chayom Eid. Hey. So according to the Pnei Moshe, brei just means a lashon of like food, like a sudas havra. It's day you eat after night. But what's the simple pshat of brei? What does brei mean? Brei is the child, right? Kra bra davua. So if you look at Rabbi Chananel in Avodah Zarah and Avzayin, brei the moad, he quotes Yerushalmi, klomer yom yisruchag min hamoed hu chashuv. Min hamoed hu chashuv, which might be a more fundamental formulation, and the Beir al-Bra in Tavtani Dalits, quotes to Yerushalmi. Right? Yerushalmi Korah the Yisruchah B'no de Moada, the son of the Moed. The son of the Moed. So, we have over here different understandings of what the concept of Yisruchah is. We just did Kavod. You know, it was Azal and Yomtev, so we show Kavod. Or is it also a technical halacha that we're Atu Yomtev Shein Shalom Yos, they shouldn't think we're not keeping the Yomtev, even though we're really not keeping the Yomtev. That it shouldn't look like the Jews of Chosar are so different than Jews in Eretz. Or is it a little more fundamental that's connected to the fact that Nikodshe was Dimlina? Or is it Mamish fundamental? Meaning there's a status, because according to all these Shatim, so Yontif is Yontif, and something is like there's drips and drabs left over. There's Kavod left over, there's like, Kachim left over. Okay, Yontif obviously just technical. But according to this, according to Yerushalmi, it's Brei Demoada. Demoada. What does that mean? Yontif is Yontif, and then after Yontif, we have a mini Yontif, called Yisrucha. Obviously, if you didn't have Yontif, you wouldn't have Yisrucha. That's obvious. But it's not something that's left over, but it's its own status. And because it comes after Yontif, it has its own status of Brei Demoad. So that's a more fundamental understanding. So I want to discuss a couple of nafkaminas to this question. Feel clear on the figure? Okay. It is Yisrucha.
Yes.
First of all, does it exist? That's the first question. Okay, let's assume it exists. Is it just something that's like drips and drabs that are left over? Kavod or something like that? Or is it like this unique status to the day that the Chaloshim today called Yisruchah? Yeah.
The Pnei Moshe is very similar to the Ramah, that it's just a food.
Yeah, the Ramah doesn't seem very fundamental, but the Grah seems to be pushing it into the Yerushalmi. It seems like the Grah is saying that it's a Benod de Moed, which I think is a more fundamental understanding. Okay. So the first Nafkamina would be the question of how we look at this Hesper and Tainus. Hesper and Tainus, how fundamental is it? So if you look at the Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah, if he has some obeys, he's dealing with the same Psukim in Nehemiah. And he's wondering, the Sukhi there is talking about whether or not Elul is ever Uber. Is Elul always 29 days, or Elul is always 30 days? So it says to us, Ksiv Nami, Yom Esrim, Arbel, Chodesh, Nesko, Yisrom, Betzom, Vesakim, Mashma, Lefi, Sha'az, Hayamotzei, Sukkis. So he thinks that on that day, they really celebrated Sukkis until the 23rd. The Ilav, the Avinu, Asu Sukkis, Vetezvav, Bo, Imkain, Yudal, Diarcha, Ches, Sukkis, Hari, Chaf, Beis, Vim, Chaf, Gimel, Motzei, Sukkis. So Chaftach, why did they do it to Chavdalet? Don't tell me they didn't fast on Chav Gimel because it was Yisruchah. Says Tosfos, this concept of Yisruchah is a new thing. It didn't exist in the time of Ezra. It's not against Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi is a fairish. The reason they waited to Chaf Dalet is because Chaf Yom was Yisrucha. And Tosfos says, no, what do you mean? It's just that they were celebrating the Sukkot a day later, in terms of the Cheshbon. But to say that they didn't want to pass because of Yisrucha, they wouldn't know Yisrucha in the time of Ezra and Nehemiah. So, again, if you think that Yisrucha is Brei Demoada, that's what Yerushalmi says, so they were knowing. There's a concept. There's a day called the mini moed after Yontif called Brei Demoada, Yisrucha. And even in the time of Ezra and Nehemiah, they were knowing that way. And that's why they only fasted on 24th of Tishrei on 23rd. Tosfos is assuming, Chara, that Yisrucha is his later minhag, like the Rabbah, the Hagin, and it didn't exist in those days, and therefore he has a different interpretation as to why they waited the 24th, based on the calendar, not based on the concepts of Yisrucha. Okay. Another very important question is there simcha? The Rosh says, what's the Lashon? Ktsas, right? Harbos ktsas bachila. Is that mamash simcha? So if you look at the Shibul Elekev in Simon Reish Samech Beis, in his Koteret he says, Din chi of simcha b'regel, b'afilu b'yom sh'achar regel. There's simcha. Simcha b'regel, b'afilu b'yom sh'achar regel. And then he writes, in the halachas, b'afilu motzei yontov, tzare chalil l'smoach, v'lein mehez v'taynis. Why is an interesting lesson. There's no answer. Either way.
So when you're in motzei yom tov, do we assume that that continues to the next day also? Like,
oh, we're going to get that in a second. Well, when exactly is this? Is this what night? Day.
It's like shot.
Yeah. We're going to get to that in a second. But the Rishon Shibulei Elekev says there's simcha. It's a much stronger formulation than the Ramah. If you look at the Shut and the Chor, if there's simcha, there should be Basar V'yayin, Pashtos, Basar V'yayin. If you look at the Shut Torah Lishma, Shut Torah Lishma was written, we think, by the Ben Ishchai. The Ben Ishchai wrote a lot of Sfarim, and he signs every tshuva Yecheskel HaKachli. In the introduction, he writes that this is a work that was written 200 years before his time. But everybody thinks that he wrote the book. It's called Torah Lishma. Maybe he didn't want to take credit for it. But it's a very odd... some people have 10 names. You know, so he has his Sfarim, and he has this name called Torah Lishma. But either way, this Shut Torah Lishma, which was discovered at the time of the Ben Ishchai, printed by him, probably written by him, he writes the following. In Evadei Roi Likra Bo Moe, Ben Moe, it's appropriate to call it the son of a Moed. Kedusha of Yisrucha comes from the Kedusha of Moed. So he's talking already about Kedusha. Yisrucha v'hozim klomar asu iser v'kesher l'chag shul tisali kedusha l'chag l'gamrei omnam niskashem kedusha l'chag v'ishit tishar lanu k'tzas harim l'chag. We want to somehow hold on to the Kedusha of Yontif. That's why it's called Ben Moed. It's working in the Yerushalmi. Bra kare devua, right? The bra is kare devua. The child is connected, continuation of the father. Ulefi darki hazir eschem. Masher shamati shevir shalachem ina nami yisari mekover izruchag. You hear that people aren't so careful. Shal shugos. Vedavar zehu perla. He's talking about shugos, but that part would be applied to all. It's a perla. Why is it a perla? Everybody goes to work. They wear clothing. Eat regular clothes. So this is fascinating because he seems to be arguing that you're supposed to wear special clothing on Yom Chag. The Chassidim do this, and you're supposed to not go to work. Wow. It's true, davening, there's a little bit of a difference in Tzad Raf, maybe a kesher, and lo yinag bo adam kumu b'chol ha-moyed, you have to b'chol ha-moyed, lo b'shvik de Shabbos, b'nei atzvan ha-mekha chomim karo, lo k'shen en tavara, okay, wow, b'chol ha-moyed. So the Shur Torah Lishma is pushing this idea of Yisru Hagin, he's building up the idea of Ben Ha-moyed. So the second half, so first half coming over here, Tainis. So if you hold like Brei Demoed, so it would be Ikra Din Aser. It's like Yontif. And if it's just Kavod, you might say it's like a Minhag. There might be a later Minhag, etc. That's being number two. Simcha, Big Day Yom Tov, even Isra Malacha. Wow, Isra Malacha. Right? Spasar V'yayin, we go together with Simcha. So all this is being number two. So if it's Brei Demoed, what might you say? The mini yomtiv. It's a mini yomtiv. So you have a chi of simcha. and there's a chiyah of levisha svidei Shabbos, and you should be monei yourself from halacha like Bechol Hamoed.
That doesn't apply to kavod also.
So again, if it's kavod, you might say, yeah, it does. Okay, it's hard, you have to know. I would think you're right. If it's in kavod, maybe kavod would mandate that you don't wear. Question: how much does the kavod mandate? You know, you have to eat pasuk yayin. I don't know. It would be less. Let's put it that way. It wouldn't be as extreme in our formulation. There's an interesting shoot in the Chovas Yair in Simon Ayin. He was asked the following question. Somebody took a neder that he's only going to eat from a Surah's mitzvah. He's not going to eat from other people's food unless it's a Surah's mitzvah. So he'll go to a bar mitzvah, he'll go to a wedding. He's not going to go eat at somebody's house just stuff. Okay. So the shaila is, can he eat shalashudis with the rabbi? He's going to say divrei Torah. You're in trouble, have shalashudis. So the shuva in the Chovas is very long. It's very confusing. And he's like, he's not really sure. I just quoted the first line. Kasher ma'od lo seis geder l'suas mitzvah. Then he goes on for 2-3 pages telling you why it's kasher ma'od to give a geder versus mitzvah. So what would the halacha be? I was just thinking. A person took a neder, he's only going to eat a suas mitzvah. So can he go over to his friend's house in Yisruchag and have a Yisruchag meal? Is that a suas mitzvah? So this might be totally, again, the minute I say that it's, you know, atu yom shen shagolios, it's not going to be suas mitzvah. Even if it's special status because of the dilina, you might not make it as soon as mitzvah. You know, achilas kashi, maybe it is soon as mitzvah. I don't know. Kavod, years long. Okay. Another nafkamina. Ne'amonos ha'ma'aretz. So we know that in Yom Tov, there's a special halacha that even though during the year we don't believe in ha'ma'aretz when it comes to two of the Torah, chaverim, we don't believe in ha'ma'aretz, so we use the end of chayitah. But in Yom Tov, they did call yourself chaverim, and on Yontif, the Amori Aretz are very careful about two of Tara, so we believe them on Yontif. So what about believing them on Yisruchag? What's the din? So the fascinating Yerushalmi, source number 9, in Chagiga, Rav Yossi, Rav Simon, B'Shem, Rav Yishuv, and Levi, Yontif Shachal be'erev Shabbos. Yontif is Friday. Ochel af tishvos haregel karegel. You can keep on eating on Shabbos from the Amaretz's wine, from his oil. We don't have to worry it's tummy. We don't have to be worried that he wasn't after Shuvah Samaisras. We can rely on Amaretz. Tishvos haregel karegel. Tishvos haregel. It's interesting, Lashon. It's like, you know, Yom HaShvi Tishvos. Yom HaShvi Tishvos, the Tishvos haregel. Amra of Zeira, Mesnaya, Amra Kein, Erev Pesach HaPesach, Yom Tavoach Katzeres. Just like we trust the Amaretz on Pesach, we also trust them on Erev Pesach. Just like we trust them on Katzeres, so too we trust them on Yom Tavoach on the day after Katzeres. So, there is a question of the scope of this Yerushalmi. The Korban Eidah sounds like it's every Yisruchag. Yisruchag can trust the Amaretz in Yisruchag. I saw the Alei Tamar, he wants to say, no, it's only talking about when Shabbos is Yisruchag. It's like the fact that it's Shabbos, so the Amaretz has been more careful because it's Shabbos. You know, Eim Shabbos, and Eim Shabbos Yisruchag. Shabbos Yisruchag, then Amaretz is going to be careful. But regular Yisruchag is on the falls on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. We're not going to rely on Amaretz. So then it might not be necessarily connected to our Chakira. But if you take the Yerushalmi face value, the way Kavod Eidah does, Tishvos Haregel Kareg. Tishvos Haregel is not just for Shabbos, but Tishvos Haregel is every Yisruchag. Yisruchag is like Tishvos Haregel, the day after Yom Tov, where you still rest. You, again, especially the working, let's say, with the Torah Lishma, that there's a certain amount of Yisroel Lacha on Yisroel. So then, maybe this is an Afkamina. How so? What do you think? Nirmanos Amaretz. We trust him for Truma Savaisus, we trust him for Truma Tara, etc. So, we trust the Amaretz on Yontif. Right? If I play up Yisruchag.
This one always, it seems like for Brit and Wada, it's always...
Right, maybe there's Nemanus. This is what I want to suggest. I was talking to a better about it, he didn't like it at all. He said, listen, Nemanus of Amaretz has nothing to do with the Lomus. Nemanus of Amaretz is what the Amaretz, you know, if he thinks it's the Chashuv, so he'll treat it with respect, and he won't demacrish, he won't lie, etc. So the Lomus of how you look at Yisruchag shouldn't necessarily affect this. But I'm not sure. I'm not,
I think with Nemanos, I think that we trust on Shabbos, but not Motzei Shabbos.
Okay.
So if Motzei Shabbos is like a status, is there a status that Sunday is also like an Issu cloud of some sort? Issu of
the... So, well, that's, let me get that one second in terms of the exact kind of it. But yeah, you're right. There's a lot of like, very practical a lot of that. Listen, you have no choice. It's Shabbos. What are you going to do? Friday, there's no food in your fridge, so we're going to extend Yom Tov for one more day.
This is a case where Yom Tov is Friday and Shabbos.
It's Israel, right? Shabbos. That's also a question. It's limited
Shabbos,
to that.
On Shabbos also there's Neman.
There is a day that there's Neman all the time. I don't think we're working with that opinion. We're working with the opinion that we don't trust Amaretz on regular Shabbos, only on Yom Tov. So the question becomes, what's the status of Israel Chag? And is it every Israel Chag or the only Israel Chag of Shabbos? This is only Yisro Chag Shabbos, then it's probably not so relevant. If you learn it, like the Fashas of Kavanei, that every Yisro Chag is Nemanus, and then you maybe could say it's Talim Alonus. Again, maybe not, but...
Yeah, and really, it's these four on one side and Brit Mode on the separate.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Yeah. I mean, these are all technical at some level. I mean, some are purely technical, like Yom Tov Sheni. You know, Kavan is... Even Kavan, I'm not sure how like, fundamental it is. It's, like, it's more like... When I'm the Chilk, I'm trying to... Then is whether it has its own status, or is it just like drips and drabs that are left? So Kavod, even Achilles Kochim, is just what's left. And so what's the saying? Like, because it's the day after Yom Tov, it's Brei Demoada. It has a unique, independent status. Again, when I say independent, it's only because of Yom Tov, but it still retains its own Kol Hashem, own independence.
Yeah.
And getting back to the question you asked me before, when did this card start? So I'm asking, when does it start, when does it end? What are our options?
Start Motzei the night of.
Night of or
and
or
the night of.
Meaning like 24-hour period. Starts the night of and okay. Well, how might I argue on that? Might say it doesn't start immediately Motzei Yom Tov. When does it start? Only the next morning. If you look here in the Orchas Chaim, Yisro Chag Avos in Perish Rashi, Yisro Chag Shemchavto Motzei Yom Tov. V'yesh Rashi Mochras Yom Tov. Some say Mochras Yom Tov. What does Mochras Yom Tov mean? So some, you could learn that the first opinion says only Motzei Yom Tov, and the second opinion assumes it continues. Or you can learn the first opinion says it starts already Motzei Yom Tov, and the second opinion says it only starts next morning. It only starts next morning. And likewise, when would it end? So you said it ends when? That night, Shkia, it says. Look at the Eishel Avram from the Chach. There are two Eishel Avrams. One Eishel Avram is the Prima Gadim, Magen Avram. And there was another Eishel Avram from Bochach, so they call him Eishel Avram Bochach. So he says like this: Gavi Yisrachai, 20:21. Nira shegam halayla shalacharav holech achayom shalafanav. Wow. Shegam halayla shalacharav holech achayom shalafanav. Amish and Sidu Sof, the seven tafkuf mukhes, Gavi Tainis, Sheitzar, Shabiyom, Leyokha Basu, Belayla shalacham. Chotkim vida togu maruba. The Laila Akar Yom Shalavana. Wow. Very fascinating opinion. He said maybe Yisro Chag continues that night. Continues to the night. Meaning Yom Tov was yesterday. Today's Yisro Chag. It's going to continue not only till Shkia, till Tzeis, but till the end of the night, till I go to sleep.
Wow. So you go to sleep till the next day.
Yeah, I mean, it's why should that be? It's like Achilles Kodshim. Achilles Kodshim, the Shulchan spoke about. Was that yesterday it was Makru, so I'm still getting to Kachim now. I can't even Kachim tonight. It's 2 days and a night. It's not tonight. It's almost like today's own day. It's own Korban. It's like today's a new day. Kilu Krafti Korba, and tonight is still Yisro Chag. Wow. Tonight. So again, the minute I assume that it's all a question of what's left, it's hard to imagine. First of all, it's hard to imagine it's going to start the next morning. It would certainly start at night. Right? Because it's what's left. Covered. So you're not going to say it's going to start the next morning. It's really starting next. It also might not continue until the following evening, the following night, it's going to stop. But if it's its own status, it's still tchidish, but maybe it's like it's a new day. The day after Yom Tov is a Yom Tov. When does it start? Maybe in the morning it starts. And maybe it'll continue even until the night. Again, I wouldn't have said it's as far up, but this is what the Rishon LeRama is saying.
If you combine Lina with that, because Lina anyway is supposed to stay that night also of Yom Tov, so that's really much more. Maybe if you're combining to that with Barcelona, that same night is sort of part of Yom Tov, and now the Brei Demoada will be the next morning. Because Lina really stems from the Chag, because you have to stay that night.
Right.
But now the next day then is Brei Demoada, right? Nothing to do with it, because the Lina part was connected to the actual day.
Right.
Interesting.
Okay.
And then it would start from the next morning.
Right, right. Another nafkamina, a person is supposed to say Havdalah after Yom Tov. Just like you say Havdalah after Shabbos. If you don't say Havdalah after Shabbos, when can you say Havdalah till? So we assume you can say till Tuesday, right? What about Yom Tov? So it's really machlokas Acharonim, really Mishonim, right? When you can say Havdalah till. Do you say Havdalah only Motzei Yom Tov? You say it the day after, you have 3 days like Shabbos. Do you have till Shabbos, whenever it is, even if it's a day or two later, or it is 3-4 days later, do you have till the next Shabbos? Different opinions. So if you look at Rekim Eger here, Shasham 22, Lahiv no Motzei Shabbos, Yom Tov, Motzei Yom Tov, Eino Teshlumin. Kakaf Sefer Lash Lachachon. Shemei Kein, Shekei Hizku, Chachmei Prag. So he quotes from Chachmei Prag, and Sefer Lash Lachachon, there is no Teshlumin for Yom Tov. Only Motzei Yom Tov. Says Rekim Eger, Lemias Daiti, Adayin Yishlomar, Dibikomokom, Yeshlo Teshlumin, Yom Harbishon, Shal Achar Yom Tov. So the Rekim Eger says you can do Teshlumin on Yisrucha. So he doesn't mention Yisrucha. I just thought Yisrucha may not be connected at all. But Yisrucha, I was thinking that the more I look at Yisrucha as like an independent status, so you might say, well, it's Yisrucha, so of course you can do Havdalah the next morning, because it's Yisrucha. Whereas, if I think that Yisrucha is just like a technical halacha, maybe it wouldn't affect the ability to make Havdalah. If you don't do Havdalah Motzei Yom Tov, like the Chachmei Prag, then there's no Teshlumin. So again, it's not necessarily connected, but I thought Yisrucha would be connected. Just very briefly, the question of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Is there Yisrucha in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? What?
I was wondering.
So, I haven't talked about this.
We fast the day after Rosh Hashanah.
Right, right. So, if it's a din, let's say, in Atri Yom Tov Sheni Shavalios, so far there'll be no need, because Rosh Hashanah will all keep Yom Tov Sheni, even Eretz Yisrael, midnight today, it's keep Yom Tov Sheni, from the time of the Rif. And in Kippur, nobody keeps Yom Tov Sheni. Even the Chutzpah doesn't keep Yom Tov Sheni. If it's a question of Kachim, Achilas Kachim and Lina, so there's no Achilas Kachim and Lina on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Right? If it's a question of kavod, so okay, it's probably telling you how to look at it. Is there kavod? Is kavod, you know, maybe it would be. If it's Brei Mo'ada, you know, maybe there's a unique status the day after Yom Tov. So it's if your Hashanah is Yom Tov, which it is. Yom Kippur is a child that has a status of Yom Tov. The Rambam is believing that the Hashanah is Yom Tov. Maybe Yom Kippur is not Yom Tov. But when you want Shabbos. But either way, it's interesting. It's an interesting question. And lastly, the question of the special status of Shavuot. Mentioned before in the Gemara in Chagiga, that Yom Tovah, that seems like a special, even if I reject the concept, but Yisrucha, the Chavar seems to reject, still says you shouldn't fast after Shavuot. Yom Tov Lechaber, in Sivan, Tav Tzad Yudale, and also the Sinus will say Chag HaShavuot, so even though he doesn't mention Yisrucha in the Shulchan Aruch, he still says you shouldn't fast after Shavuot. So, obviously, the fact that there's Teshlumin Kol Shiv after Shavuot gives status to those days. So you might be more likely to say that Yisrochag of Shavuot has the unique status, Brei Demoada. Whereas the Yisrochag of other Yom Tov that exists might be just in Kavod, or did in you know Lina, or Achilles Kodshim, or Atzvi Yotzvashim Shadalios, etc. Yeah.
I just want to say that we have to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, so within the Torah Lishma, so the concern is that there's going to be nothing left that'll differentiate or set this day apart. But after Rosh Hashanah and after Yom Kippur, you're still in the Yom Tov's, you know, mode and mood, and you're getting, you know, get ready for the next Yom Tov. So you're still connected. So coming that Yom Kippur is less of a need to have a day to connect you, as opposed to after Sukkot or after
going back to the regular schedule.
Yeah, you're not nothing regular in Tishrei.
Okay. So just briefly, what we saw here was a chakira as to how you understand the concept of Yisrochag. Is it a din kavod hayom? Is it a din because of Achilas Kachim? Is it a lina asking for sheish shadalios? Or is it more fundamental and its unique status of the day, rei demoada, like the pashtus of the Yerushalm? Now, I just want to conclude with an interesting Ramban, the Tosfos in Pesachim, Kufbezim Beis, it's not on the sheet, because they don't have room, they wonder why we don't smell the Samim and we'll say Shabbos at Yom Tov. This year, Rosh Hashanah was on Shabbos, so second night of Rosh Hashanah, we did Yach Nahas, Yain, Kiddush, Ner, Abdallah, Zman. What didn't we do? We didn't do Besamim. Why not? Says Tosos, Hashem Maskir, Besamim, Perish Rashvan, the time Besamim, Shum, Ikun, Shan, Yisir. Yom Tov Tam, Ikun, Shan, Yisir. Says the Rashbam that you don't need to be Besamim on Yontif because you have the Neshama Yisera. So what's the Kasha? Do we do Besamim on Motzei Yontif? No. So it says, the Kasha came, Motzei Yontif, I might as well take the Besamim. And here's the Yontif, lack of Neshama Yisera. Really, there is a Neshama Yisera on Yontif. So how can we not do Besamim on Yontif, Motzei Shabbos? V'hachah, in a scheme of Besamim, Mishum, the simple as Yontif, Achil, Shtia, Moel, Kvob, Besamim. Since you have simple yontif, so you don't need the besamim. So most rishonim assume, like Tosfos, that there's no neshama yisera on yontif. But the Ramban in the Sefer Amonim Tavim, it's Miyugos the Ramban, and Perek Chafalef, he writes the following: Remez l'neshama yisera sheish adam b'shabes vi yontif. He assumes there's neshama yisera on yontif, like the Rashbam assumes. The ena mistalekas v'chol shalmoi v'lo v'motzei yontif l'chol. So the Ramban says, so how come you don't say? You know, the Besamim, Motzei Yontif, there's Neshama Yisera Yontif. So, Motzei Yontif should have the Besamim. Says the Ramban, the Neshama Yisera never leaves you. It's a beautiful idea. It dovetails something I once heard from Rabbi Shmidman, who was the Shul Rabbi in my neighborhood. He was a Talmud of Rav Hunter. And his brother was a Rabbi in YU, Michael Shmidman, was a Rabbi in YU, and my Rabbi Yeshua Shmidman in Montreal. He once quoted from Pundar, he used to say this after Yontif, actually often, that Pundar used to say that Yontif is nish arois, nish nois, nish avek. Yontif isn't over, it's not gone. But Yontif is suge kumen, Yontif is internalized. Meaning that the Yontif stays with you. The Shabbos say again, Yontif never leaves. So this is really important in the Ramban, right? The Ramban writes, Ein mistalekes, lo mo say Yontif l'chol. So this idea of Yisrucha is kind of connecting to the Yontif, especially if you're taking it with you, is something I think fits very well with this idea. Let's say Shakoach.